Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
Buck on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, come on, tell me how that feel, baby. Oh,
stop it, Rich. Stop it. Ricky Rose. I'm going to do my Ricky Rose.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So we're going to get some more clarity with our buddy Joe Corey, who writes for CBS Sports. He's also a former agent. He's a capologist. And we'll get his thoughts on what the Cousins thing means in his opinion and his experience. He's been on both sides of this right. as an executive and certainly as an agent. So we'll talk to him about it moving forward. He's going to join us at 5:20 today, Day-Day. Is that right, Joel Corey? So looking forward to that. We're starting the show and talking about, you know, the whole Kirk Cousins situation. If you're just joining us, it's news because we hadn't gotten to this point where he has decided to modify the final 2 years of his contract. And he may be a free agent by March 13th once a new league year begins. But it gives the Falcons some options, and it gives Kirk Cousins an option as well. They could agree to another amended deal to keep him, or they may move on. Either way, we'll talk to Joel Corey coming up at 5:20.
Right, because everybody's reading this going, he gone. That's it. And that's why I thought I'd try to kind of split the baby like King Solomon for you Old Testament folks. That if Kirk Cousins is trying to, you know, shopped around, the idea being it would be post June 1st cut, and then we carry the cap hit, we'll move. Joel will do a better job of explaining that I'm butchering this ad right now. But the idea is, unless Kirk couldn't get any traction anywhere else, and we don't find the guy we were looking for, Carl, between, you know, the free agency period, you know, that legal tampering, all that crap before the draft, and that maybe it's sort of okay, we'll get you back, and there'll be further restructuring. That's one more possibility. But it's based on what I'm reading, that seems like it's slim to none.
All right, man. Lots going on today, guys, and plenty of reaction with the Trae Young conversation as both sides, the Hawks and his agents, are working to come to a deal. And what that means, guys, is they got to find a team. That's what that means. Once they do, then we'll start talking about compensation. But I will say this, the Hawks have probably already laid out, Mike, what they want in return as this plays out. So that's why they're limited teams. It's not like the entire league is going, oh, yeah, we're in on this. Limited teams, because here's what we're looking to get back in return. We'll talk more about it coming up. Want to remind you, each Wednesday night, join Day-Day for Prep Sports Nation, guys. A comprehensive look at teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sports Nation, Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Little Birdie has told me that show is also doing very well. We got to talk about what Steve Weiss said about our job, and meaning our Falcons, the jobs that are open here. Is it attractive? Mike, you believe it is the number one job of the six that are open as far as head coaches?
I think you could make the argument. I mean, you know, the Titans have the most cap space, but, I mean, that's never worked.
Nope.
And you go back and look at the history of teams that have the most cap space. Browns have had it. Hasn't worked out for the Jets, right? So I think we've got talent. We've got talent on both sides of the football. How about the second leading sacks team in the NFL right now? Our defense gets after it. I mean, talked about that last hour. Fontenot did a nice job these last two drafts. You got Bijan. You got Drake. You may have Pitts or not. But, I mean, you still got enough weapons. The offensive line, maybe some people feel you would – maybe a new group comes in and says the center's got to go. Or maybe they feel that, you know, maybe they move on from McGarry if he's healthy. I thought the offensive line, you know, Elijah Wilkins, it wasn't bad. I thought it wasn't the best O-line. You know, those metrics of PFF are kind of hard to decipher.
Yes, they are.
But we still were able to run the football, and Bijan had over 2,000 yards from scrimmage.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that works here. You look at some of the other rosters. Look at the Raiders. You got a great tight end and a young running back. And that's it.
Yeah.
Max Crosby's going to leave.
He should. Yeah, right? I agree. He's one of the best edge rushers in the league. But, yes, if I was him, I feel like I'm wasting my career away.
Right.
Even though he loves being a Raider. All right, let's get to this comment. By Steve Weiss, it's in our 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This was Steve Weiss, who will join us tomorrow, by the way, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, discussing this with my buddy Brian Baldinger yesterday on NFL Network in regards to the Falcons' head coaching job.
Okay, let's preface this with top candidates, but I'm going to say Atlanta just for the simple reason of the roster's in place. Terry Fontenot, the GM, got fired. He put talent on both sides of the ball. The intriguing part is the hierarchical structure, the hierarchy that Arthur Blank outlined in the lineup today. There's going to be a president of football operations. We're assuming that could be Matt Ryan, the former quarterback, coming in, and a general manager. So whoever's coming in to coach is only going to coach. They're not going to have a significant amount of power. But, Baldy, on the offensive side of the ball, you've got Bijan Robinson. Tyler Allgeier's a free agent. Kyle Pitts is a free agent. Tough decisions to make. But otherwise, you're pretty good across the offensive line of scrimmage, skill position. They've got to figure out what to do at quarterback. Is Michael Penix going to be healthy to start the season? Do you let Kirko Chains go? He's got all that money coming. If so, who do you come in to possibly back up Michael Penix, who can't stay healthy? So those are the issues. But when I look at the other openings right now, the Atlanta is the best one, Baldy, because it's also an immediately winnable division there in the NFC South.
I agree. And look, Steve is looking at this with an objective view. When you start talking about these other job openings, Mike just ran down the other teams, a bunch of them that have head coaching opportunities. I know we're frustrated, but I'm telling you, there are coaches salivating at this around the league. They're looking at this going, man, you kidding me? I got a 23-year-old stud in the backfield that is as versatile as anybody we've seen in the league. He's Marshall Faulk. Right. Are you serious? I got a stud at wide receiver who goes and gets 50-50 balls and doesn't give a damn about who's defending him. I've got a good offensive line who should be better next year coming back off of some of these injuries. Mike mentioned the deep. There are people salivating about this job, Mike.
Well, it's funny because a lot of Falcon fans that are fatalists, and there are many of you out there, you feel that if we don't re-sign Kyle Pitts, he goes somewhere else and it becomes a superstar. Well, because we're bringing somebody else in, maybe that guy we bring in makes him a superstar, right? Figures him out.
Yes.
You know, gets him the rock and gets him early and often and makes him, you know, take your pick, you know, whether it's McBride in Arizona or Kittle or what Kelsey used to be, those kind of guys.
Yeah, man, I'm with Steve on this. We're going to discuss it more, obviously, tomorrow and get more insight. For those who don't know, he covered the Falcons prior to going to the NFL Network and was here in this marketplace for a long time. He knows this franchise. And for him to say what he's saying, I think it's a viewpoint that I think a lot of people are like, they didn't finish the season well, or, you know, they didn't go to the playoffs, they finished the season well. I think it's mixed reviews. Look at the roster. That's what I would simply say. Mike, by the way, this is my favorite football weekend. Now, I love the opening weekend of the NFL because it's the opening weekend and it's like, you've been waiting all summer. Mm-hmm. But wild card weekend to me, man, we get the Rams at Panthers. We get Packers at Bears. We get Bills at Jaguars. Like, that game, I think, is going to be very interesting. 49ers at Eagles, Chargers at Patriots. Then Monday night, by the way, Texans at Steelers. After that crazy game Sunday night, right. Texans' defense is ridiculous. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers has got more magic in his back pocket, but like for me, like this weekend for Saturday, Sunday, and then you get into Monday, and all the games matter. Win or go home, right. I love it, Mike.
And again, I know it's a different level, but the college Thursday and Friday.
Oh,
I mean, here Friday. I mean, I don't know when the Indiana fans start rolling in. I presume they'll be like, see, 10-1, right? Hoosiers to Ducks. But Indiana, they've never been here before. It's an easy drive from Indy. So either way, that's going to be bananas. Downtown should be rolling.
Is John Fricke coming down?
I can't speak
to
that.
Is he going to be at this game?
I heard that he has rented the EM50, Urban Assault Vehicle. It's an RV that he can park. It does fit in most hotel parking lots. So,
we love Indiana. John, I just wonder. I don't know if he
Day-Day, is. Day-Day, have you seen the movie Stripes? Okay, there you go. That's the EM50.
I love it, man. That's a hell of a reference, by the way.
I don't care.
That was sidebar. The old man, we're not really into roughing it in my house. We're not into camping. Andy Bunker goes up in the mountains and does all that. Screw that noise. My idea of roughing it, Carl, is no cable or air conditioning.
Air, we need air.
But my dad one time, his buddies all went hunting upstate New York, and my dad rented, like, my old man's like, I picked up the EM50. We rented, like, this Winnebago that we drove up there. And all my dad's friends were ticked off because we had Atari inside the
drive. Oh, wow.
So none of the kids wanted to go do camping stuff.
No, of course not. Who's leaving the game? The game console.
Playing Missile Command and Asteroids,
that's
man.
Great.
But anyway, so we'll see. I'm sure Fricky will be here.
Yeah, I think so. And by the way, we will discuss those games in detail. The rematches are always interesting, man.
I think Oregon gets them. But again, everybody, how many guys like me have been underestimating Indiana all last season. 2 seasons?
No, it's fair. And then, by the way, that game's here. For those who don't know, that's in Mercedes-Benz. I think, you know, we were hoping, obviously, for a different result with Georgia. But either way, and then Miami, Mike, to your point, and by the way, Georgia fans, we haven't said this. What if Carson Beck wins the national championship?
Oof. Yeah. I mean, and everybody was so far and so happy to willing to let him go. Goodbye. Adios. I'll drive you to the airport.
Mm.
The Georgia fans turned on Carson Beck like a rabid dog.
They did.
You know, and then, of course, you know, Miami, Cristobal always.
Well, you didn't like him either, though.
You know what? That Alabama game irked me. There's so many bad decisions in that. There was also game plan. That was Bobo throwing it around too much.
I always felt like, and there's been a little bit of this year with him at the U. Mike, there are moments where you feel like he's nervous.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well,
you're going, why are you throwing it there? Like, it's almost like you're nervous, and we're watching you be nervous. That's some of that was last year with the Dogs. He had some of that this year where he had that 4-interception game and fell apart. And you're like, what the hell are you doing? I don't know. Look, I think his arm talent is really good. Mikey's got NFL size. But remember, Dog fans do. At 1.2 years ago, they were talking about Carson Beck being the number one pick in the draft.
Right.
So, I don't know. I'm just saying. We hadn't really discussed it, but, man, that'd be something if he ends up winning the national championship with Miami and, you know, a year after being told to get the hell out.
Right. But, you know, Lanning, that would be the first win for a Kirby, right? One of Kirby's coaching tree.
Yeah, it would be good.
If Lanning gets it done, and look, the way they look defensively, man, holy cow. I just think Miami's so good in the trenches. They're so good physically. So, again, we'll get it. We got all this week to talk about that. But I don't know about you guys. Since I have no skin in the game, I'm pulling for Ole Miss. The crazy story of these guys and the soap opera those guys are going through. I mean, no Dog fans are probably still too soon. But, I mean, the Chambliss kid is just so rootable.
Yeah. I look, and more and more, it's like news every day with Ole Miss. Apparently now, Weiss, the OC, is going to coach Ole Miss in the college football playoff semifinals.
Lane signed off on that, and LSU did too.
Yes, he did. But to me, I'm with you, Mike. This is the ultimate underdog.
Right.
Right.
And with all the stuff these kids have had to deal with, you know, and like I get it, they're all getting paid now.
You're saying their coach left them high and dry.
It's a great TV movie. You know what I mean? If ESPN was still making those, it'd be a good TV movie.
Yeah. Cignetti is pretty good, too, man. That Indiana store is pretty damn good.
Well, I mean, as we said, the quarterback is, like, digitally animated.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's like everyone thinks he's AI. You know, I mean, Orange just did the face of the fake. You think it's a fake smile, Orange? He's just very happy.
Well, every time the mic, the camera goes off of him, he's right. Like, thank you very much. And then his facial expression changes.
Well, he's like very Tim Tebow, like in that sense. Nobody will work harder to win this championship for Indiana. You know, he's Tim Tebow always sounds like he just ran home.
Yeah.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
At Homes.com, we do whatever it takes to get you the in-depth info on local schools you won't find anywhere else. Things like student-teacher ratio, test scores, and school programs. And sometimes that requires attending school recitals. So many recitals.
That's my son. Isn't he terrific?
Yeah, a real prodigy. Homes.com. Bingo. We've done your homework.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.